Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast as we resurrect this moment.
Damn, Daniel.
Yeah. And the reason is probably not for what you think it would be.
No, it's great. It's feel good, but bring it back.
Yeah. And will cheaters ever change?
Oof.
Yeah, that's kind of the question in group therapy.
Some dude knowledge with fun Lynette.
Yeah.
It's a fun time.
All right, enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
What a sports weekend from a comeback victory. The Cats over Tennessee. That was huge. Louisville crushing Penn by like 50 points. And then we're all Hoosiers.
A century of futility is forgotten. The Indiana Hoosiers are the kings of college football.
That's right.
Beating
Miami last night, 27-21 in the national championship game.
The 2026 college football national champions, Coach Kurt Cignetti and the Indiana Hoosiers.
Pretty cool.
If you keep your nose down in life and keep working, anything is possible.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Great job by our fans.
Hoosiers. Yeah, it was pretty cool to see them complete a perfect season, 16-0, and yeah, win the national championship. It was really cool. So
wow, and that quarterback, Heisman, and the national championship. What a year!
Yeah, Fernando Mendoza. I mean, it is rare that a Heisman Trophy winner also wins the national championship because most of the time there's like the Heisman curse where, you know, you'll win the Heisman and then your team will lose immediately or you won't take it all the way. But, it was definitely the Hoosiers year and, beating up on Miami in Miami, 27-21.
Yeah. So. There was a lot of red in the house too. A lot of people made that trip.
I saw a comparison where it was like, and this is going to be dogging on Hoosier fans just a little bit, but it was like, you know, Notre Dame fans are pompous and arrogant and terrible. Ohio State fans are rude and terrible. IU fans are terrible, but you don't deserve to be terrible. You've never had a seat at this table yet.
Oh, wow. Like,
you should be grateful to be here.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, but no, it's cool to see. And, obviously Bloomington right up the road from us here in Indiana. And so congrats to the Hoosiers. And I know it pains you to say, even though you're a Purdue grad,
I'm so far removed from it. I'm fine with it now.
You're like, I don't really care. I was never into sports even when I was at Purdue.
Right,
who knows?
Marginally a fan.
Right. Exactly. So pretty cool. Pretty cool moment there for the Hoosiers. 99.7 DJX. Cold outside. It's only 12. So if you have to be out, make sure that you bundle up. And because
it's just rude when it's that cold.
It'll get you.
The weather is rude.
I've seen people celebrating in Bloomington and still like Wave has live shots up in Bloomington and some shots from after they won the national championship just a few hours ago. And the streets, it looks like Lexington after like a Cats victory, right?
Any couch has been burned?
Right, exactly. It looks like there's just mayhem happening in Bloomington, even with the single digits. So,
like you said, they'd never been to that dance before, so.
Yeah. Well,
big deal.
Yeah, big deal there.
The king of the dance.
All right, we do feel good stories every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
So this is a really cool thing that kind of happened over the holiday season that got a lot of viral attention. A class of seniors gifted their English teacher something really special to him. Jeff Swicegood teaches English at Providence High School in Charlotte, North Carolina, always wears Vans.
Mm-hmm.
The kids noticed. So when his class all pitched in to buy him a new pair for Christmas, he was brought to tears.
So worthwhile every day. Thank you. I was like, wow. It just blew me away because I don't care if I get a gift. It's not about me. It's about them. It's about all the teachers out there. It was just like, wow, someone thought of me and it was a difference and it mattered.
Damn, Daniel.
Damn, Daniel.
See.
Back at it again with the white bag.
Listen, that was not a part of that moment, but I do enjoy that you included it because that
that's all I heard.
One of my favorite viral.
Damn, Daniel.
Well, of course, Vans heard about it, and then they showed up with gift cards for all of the students to go buy their own pair.
Damn, Daniel.
Yeah, bring it back. Bring it back. That has to have another moment, I feel like. So, great story. You can find it WDJX.com.
Yeah, and we'll play a game with it coming up.
I will say thank you to our listener, Tony, for texting us this. I know it's not during fun time, in quotes, during fun time, meaning sassy time.
As in, but, like, right now?
But I know how you all like animal noises, LOL.
Okay.
So Tony understands that our show enjoys animal mating noises.
We've researched it.
Yes, we've researched it.
Extensively.
For sure. Exactly.
For research purposes.
So he sent us a little video of wild animal noises. So I figured I'd play some for you, and maybe you just toss out some animals that you think it could be.
We guess. Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Weird animal noises.
Okay. Oh.
Wow.
Do you know?
That almost sounds like when someone's just, like letting air out of a balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
All right. It does sound like a balloon.
It does, doesn't it? I'll say a koala.
You're going to say a koala.
A koala.
It's a lemur. I'm sorry.
A lemur.
Oh, for one.
Okay.
It's a lemur. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here's the next one. Doesn't that sound like something from like a Star Wars movie?
It does a little bit. Like a frog. It sounds like a frog.
A frog?
It could
Are you
be
saying
a frog? Yeah.
You're incorrect. You're 0 for 2. That is a willow ptarmigan.
I've never heard of that.
It's a bird.
Okay.
It's a bird.
All right.
It's a bird.
I'm not feeling bad about that because I was today years old when I heard that word before.
All right, you ready for this one?
Oh, why not?
All right, sure. These are weird animal noises that thanks to our listener, Tony, for just sending them in.
He's doing the research. That sounds like a bird, too.
Bird?
Yeah, I feel like it's a bird, like a ostrich.
I'm sorry, that is a pileated gibbon.
Come on now, what's a gibbon?
Monkey.
A monkey?
A monkey.
That's a monkey?
That's a monkey.
A gibbon?
Yeah, that's a monkey.
What jungle were they hanging out in to get all of these random animals?
That's actually in the back of a pickup truck, so
the
I don't know.
The back of a pickup truck?
All right, so these are wild animal noises. Let's try to get this one. So far, you're doing terrible.
Okay. Okay.
I will say this animal looks like an animal that just had its own holiday.
Just had its own holiday?
Yeah.
What animal? Oh, groundhog.
Groundhog.
Okay, groundhog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a groundhog?
No. It's a marmot.
A marmot.
Which looks like a groundhog.
Okay.
Looks like.
Great.
So I'm going to give that to you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'm going to go ahead and give that
one to
you.
A pity point.
Yeah. All right. You're doing terrible still.
Of course
but,
I
but here
am.
We go.
Would you have gotten any of these?
No, absolutely not. But
answers?
I'm not okay, the one who's right. who's quizzing here.
Great.
Now, this one you may recognize because we have had an animal mating noise of this animal.
Okay. That's a monkey, right?
No, that's a kookaburra.
Shut up!
And that's the mating call of a kookaburra.
A kookaburra?
Again,
sound like a
this
monkey.
This is all because our listener Tony sent us this
Knows
fun
we
little.
Love to
yeah,
learn.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one.
That's all I get of that.
Yeah, I'll play it again for you.
Okay, this sounds like I feel like there's water nearby.
Yeah, does sound
is
like
it a
that.
Beaver?
Oh, well, you're close in a weird sort of way. It's,
otter?
It's a bird.
A bird.
But it's the American woodcock.
The American woodcock. I was 2 days years old when I learned about that, too. I've heard of a woodpecker. Are they cousins?
Do you want to hear the woodcock again?
I do.
It's just a tiny thing.
It's a tiny little thing.
Nah.
Are they related to the woodpecker?
I don't think so. They don't look like it. No. Do you want to hear the woodcock again?
I do. Why not? Precious.
It's precious.
Really precious.
All right, how many more do you want?
How many more do you have?
How many more do you want?
Give me another.
Wild animal noise.
Are they lighting off fireworks?
I know, it does sound like that. It is a terrifying shoebill bird, which is... It's extremely large bird, and it's got a huge beak, and it looks like it could literally eat you. So it's clacking its beak together. That's what
Great.
It's doing.
Great.
All right.
So that sounds like nightmare fuel.
All right. You're still doing terrible. All right. This is another one that we've actually had an animal mating noise for.
Okay.
Here we go.
That's like a seal.
You got no.
No hippo?
No. G'day, mate!
Oh, it's a kangaroo!
No, koala.
It's a koala. Earlier. Yeah.
I know, you didn't get it this time. All right. How many more of these
Crikey.
Do you want?
Crikey!
I think we can be done, right?
Just give me one more.
All right.
Just give me one more.
All right, I'll give you
Do you
one.
Have a lion roaring or something? Normal that we learned when we were in school?
All right, here we go. Last one. Oh, wait. Sorry, that was
That's
the...
A pig.
That was, no,
That's
that,
a pig.
No, that no? was the residual from the koala. He was just winding down. Cheeky thing. All right,
okay.
All right, last
give
one.
Give me an
oink-oink
pig or something. A moo cow. I should know that.
You should.
I should.
Yeah.
Is it a bird?
It is a bird.
It's a bird?
All right, I'll give you that. It's a loon.
A loon?
Very good, very good.
What's a loon bird? What's happening? What is that?
That's another bird.
That's another bird?
Yeah,
that's a bird?
Yeah, cassowary.
Cassowary?
Yeah.
I've never heard
of
95% of what we just heard.
I know, and that's why it's wild animal noises.
I feel like I was set up to fail.
Here on 99.7 DJX.
I was never getting any of those right.
You want to hear the woodcock again?
Give me a little turtles. Little box turtles.
Little box
just,
turtles.
Just a little bit.
All right, there you go. All right, there you are. I don't know why. This is a stupid show. Animal noises. So how did you ruin a first date? First, we'll tell you how Landon ruined a first date in our Setting the Bar story, which is what, Kelly?
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without getting arrested on your first date, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
That does put
a damper on the evening.
That's right. Now, listen. Don't know the status of their relationship after this, but if Landon and his missus get married, they'll have one heck of a first date story.
Well, heck yeah.
Yeah. He's 28, and he got arrested because he was, well, doing donuts in a church parking lot to impress his date. I guess he has a souped-up Corvette. And police said... Sped through several neighborhoods with her in the passenger seat.
Uh-huh.
Started doing donuts in the parking lot.
Sure.
Someone who lives by said it was loud. The car was like hot rodded out. They called the police. People were thinking, okay, date must have been terrified. Turns out she wasn't. She told the cops she asked him to do it.
Oh, wow. Well, at least she backed him up.
Hashtag Florida stuff.
Yep.
But yeah, now facing charges for street racing. Here are some of the residents in the area.
They went round and round and round. And at one point, the blue smoke was so dense, you couldn't see the black car.
It sounded like a car that was completely hot rodded out. No mufflers. Very, very loud.
Here comes the sheriff. You know, and the smoke is still... coming off the pavement. We have families. We have children living in the area.
Yeah, so no.
Yeah, they did not like that. Neighbors were unhappy.
But the mugshot, he's like, yeah. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
We had fun.
Did you see the tire marks I left on that parking lot?
I got a hot rod.
Yeah. So again, facing charges for street racing. Not clear if he's getting a second date or not. But
I mean, he earned it.
He's going to have to.
He just gave the lady what she asked.
Get out of jail first. Yeah.
So again, set at the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting arrested on your first date, you're doing okay.
Okay. I mean, that's a good one. That's going
to
be up there.
Would like to know if you've got a story on how you ruined a first date. All right. Did you get a second date or was that it?
Yeah, we do need to know that closure.
502-795-1997. We'll take some of those stories on the way next on 997DJX. So how did you ruin a first date? That's what we're talking about. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Dude did donuts to impress a date, got arrested.
She told him to do it.
She encouraged it, at least.
Yeah, she was giving the lady what she asked for.
I mean, he was speeding through the neighborhood, and I bet she was like, you know what, I bet you couldn't do a donut in this thing. And he was like, you know what, watch me. Ended up getting arrested. Rachel said, I accidentally called him my ex's name twice.
Oh, that's bad timing.
Second time, I panicked, and I said, sorry, you just remind me of my ex. Date's over.
Yeah, no, that's not good. It doesn't make it better. It doesn't.
I mean,
that
would be tough if, like, you know, her ex's name was Aiden, and she was out to date with an Aaron, and
yes.
She just kept saying Aiden.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Dave, I accidentally liked one of her Instagram photos while sitting across from her on a date.
Oh, wow.
She called me out on it, but we wound up dating for 2 years.
All right.
So it didn't wreck it immediately.
No.
But that does look a little weird. Like, why are you looking at my
Why are you doing an Instagram dive?
While you're in front of me.
Right, exactly. That's always awkward.
Yes.
I mean, that panic when you accidentally do it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, okay, it's been a minute since I've made this mistake. If you like, because it used to be, Instagram used to be very transparent with what you were liking, where you were going. And they've since kind of blurred those lines. So is it still such a huge thing if you like someone? Like if you're scrolling deep in someone's Instagram and you accidentally like one picture and then you take it off, you unlike it and you're like, ooh. You unlike it? Do they get a notification still?
I don't know, but I think it does tell you. Like, I don't know if it was Instagram or just Facebook, but I think you can go into your activity and you can see when people are going deep into your posts that are old.
Oh.
And liking things.
Okay.
But I don't know if you can see if you... I don't think anyone's ever unliked my things. So I don't know.
No. Natalie texts us and said, I apparently ruined the first date by getting the high score on Space Invaders at main event.
What?
Natalie, that's hysterical. He was bragging about how good he was at the game, so I just played how I normally did and beat him by several thousand points.
Oh, that is so defeating for him. Oh.
Oh, Natalie, that is fantastic.
He hangs his hat. That's his superpower, and you just came in and annihilated
him. I'm so good at this game. Oh, you are? Okay. You know what?
Okay.
I've heard about this game before.
How do you even play? That was fun.
I'm telling you, that's like when my nephew, Frank, he kind of goaded me into playing Mario Kart.
Oh,
now,
sure.
Mario Kart is a game I'm very familiar with.
Oh.
I've played thousands of times, and I have been a champion thousands of times.
Look at that.
But
this
was years ago. The game has updated and modified and changed. And so he wanted to play. In the back of my head, I'm like, yeah, sure. I'll play with you, kid.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, you know what?
Things?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you know what? I'll teach him a few things. Kelly, when I say I didn't finish better than seventh on any of these games, I mean, I was like,
he's like, step aside, Boomer, I got this. Let me show you how it's done now.
Right, he's like, okay. He's like, come on, Ben. Come on, Benzio, you can do it.
Benzi? I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to have sass in that situation.
Yeah, how did you ruin a first date?
Melissa, I got nervous, talked too much, and somehow told him about a weird dream I had involving a Costco rotisserie chicken. No context, no recovery, no second date.
You know what?
She's just trying to make conversation.
It's funny. My daughter and I got into a conversation about how good rotisserie chickens were the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because They are. Mandy.
And maybe that's just like, hey, what do you want to do for dinner? And then it just leads you
it
there.
Just, but this it just was went just down the wormhole. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, right. Mandy, how'd you ruin a first date? We started talking about animals. I meant to casually mention that I have a dog. Instead, ended up showing him about 47 photos, two videos, and explained my dog's personality arc.
Oh, no.
He just stared blankly at me.
Oh, yeah. Then you just became, you came off as a psycho dog mom. Yep.
And here's his birthday, and this is his little outfit that I got him.
OMG. That's oversharing. Olivia, I laughed at something that wasn't a joke, couldn't stop, and had to excuse myself to the bathroom to reset. I could tell when I got back that my date was offended, we were done.
Oh, no.
Check, please.
Wow.
That's
awkward. And then when you get laughing sometimes,
yes,
you can't help it.
I mean, I get to the point where I will cry. I will laugh until I have tears. Like, you can't open your eyes because your face is just molded in that absolute laughter face. Yeah, no, I get it.
All right, we'll take one more. But ways you ruined a first date. Tanya got nervous, overshared so hard that by dessert, he knew my childhood nickname, my coffee order, the fact I cried during commercials about cars.
Oh,
LOL.
Wow. That is a little overshared. The oversharing, I think, might be the number one way that people can ruin a first date. Bless their hearts. They have the best of intentions.
Either that or it just gets it all out of the way.
Right. Then
and
there's
then it's
nothing
like,
left for date two.
There's my freak flag.
Yep.
You gonna jump on board or no?
Yep.
All right. Good stuff. It's 99.7 EJX. How did you ruin a first date? Thanks for the stories there. Feel good. Doing this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
Patty is a lottery winner in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Like to the tune of $70 million.
Wow.
Yeah, she won in May of 2024, and over the holidays, she decided to go to a grocery store and hand out over $20,000 in gift cards, $300 per card.
Mm.
She told CTV News she wanted to help others because she knows what it's like to go without.
Some traumatic things happened to me. Then it turned out I had cancer. And then when I got better, instead of being smart and picking up my life where it left off, I ended up downtown on drugs. I was homeless for some time, sleeping on a park bench. It's changing the aspect of being able to do more for others, but for my personal self, hasn't changed at all.
And today you got a $300 gift card with Christmas dinner.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, good for her.
It's a pretty cool moment. You can see the full story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
Kelly, you got a nice little boost in your algorithm thanks to a little video of your son, Jake.
So he was playing, the team was playing in the 2A championships in Owensboro over the weekend. And so we were watching the stream at home. You could pay to stream, and it was like TV broadcast quality. And so he gets in the game, and I'm like, oh, okay, great. Well, I'm going to video the laptop screen. Yeah.
Right, right.
Get some video and you can hear the commentary and all the things.
Yeah.
So it's just a quick little video. He gets in, he gets a three. We are super excited. Like we're screaming. And,
yeah. Here, I have that moment.
Okay.
And Riley, we got his 10th win.
Yeah!
That's you and your husband just screaming after he hits a three.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is literally the last couple minutes of the game. So it was a pretty exciting moment. So I just post that little clip. And there's a kid at the beginning of the clip because the commentator is talking about the kids that just got in. He mentioned Jake's name. So I kept that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, the camera's focused on a player for the other team. And
yeah.
I'm not sure if it has anything to do with that because he's a standout kind of. Like, if you see the clip, you'll probably know why people might have been focusing
on him. Yeah, I mean, he's a big player.
He's a big player.
Yeah.
He's a big player, and yes. So I don't know if it's that because that's kind of literally the first thing that you see. Or maybe it's our reaction. People thought that was cute.
Yeah,
I don't know. But
probably.
63,000
63,000 views.
That's that little 30 seconds.
I mean,
you know, a kid making a basket.
I mean, that rivals your sitting in on a toilet.
It does.
video.
It does. I mean, I've posted clips of Jake playing before. Never gotten this kind of traction. We're a little befuddled and puzzled. But
yeah, you know what? Enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
Because most of it is coming from people that don't follow me.
Right.
So it got pushed out there somehow.
Yeah, it got pushed out there somehow. And it's funny because when you have those, and I'm sure that, you know, you've had a post that you've done like go somewhat viral for you, or maybe it's garnered like millions of views. I know our coworker who is on after us, Ryan, he's gotten a video that's gotten like millions of views one time.
Yeah.
And he said nothing happened.
Wasn't
monetized, but then beyond that he didn't get any followers. Nothing happened. It was just a shot in the pan and then done.
And you never really know what was that magic formula.
Right.
Did that resonate and get pushed out?
The internet will internet, and that's about it. So anyways.
Yeah. Well, this is my moment. We'll see if it keeps climbing.
That's right. That's Kelly's moment to shine.
It started climbing quickly. I was like, wow.
I know. Weird. That video could could be one that you look back on in a year and be like, wow, it's got over like 500,000 views. Right.
It could. And it could just be a little secret formula of all the kind of different aspects of it, but I'm just going to go ahead and choose to think that everybody really liked seeing my son make a
three. Probably what it was.
That's probably
what it was. Yeah. Anyways, at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see it, or Kelly K Radio. It's right there. All right. Hey, coming up next, our listener reached out to us and wants to remain anonymous, but it's almost like, hey, I think I kind of know what the answer is.
Yeah, and it's one of those issues, I think, that people kind of make a blanket statement about.
Yeah, it is a blanket statement. And really, like, we're not going to be able to answer it for you.
No.
But we can try.
It can be an individualized issue, too.
Yeah. All right, so group therapy, tough love or encouragement is what we need. And yes, we're talking about cheating. We'll unpack next in group therapy on 99.70JX. So our listener either needs a little tough love or encouragement in her current relationship, and yes, involves cheating. Let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. I think I know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But can cheaters ever change?
Oh.
My husband had an affair 2 years ago, which was with a girl he met traveling for work.
Mm-hmm.
That one was sort of my fault because I had told him what happens when he's away stays away. But then he had trouble ending it when he came home, so he was still talking to her, and I found out relatively quickly it ended. We did therapy. All was well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to give him a green light.
What do you mean if you're going to give him a green light?
She just said what happens when it's whatever.
Okay, yeah. But
I think we opened the door a little bit there.
I still wouldn't put all the blame on you.
No, but okay. Anyway, well, a week ago, I found out he's been seeing a local girl for a month or so, and I'm completely heartbroken. We're trying therapy again, as this time there are different circumstances and issues to address, but I was completely blindsided. We have a son who's 5, busy careers, new house. He's my best friend, and I can't imagine life without him, but I'm scared my life is just going to be one heartbreak after another.
Mm-hmm.
Our therapist says that an affair happens when discontent meets opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible he will change? Do you think it's possible that with therapy and learning what is making us have some dysfunction, we can get through this? I feel like this time is different than last time. Last time was just stupidity. This time was him being unhappy with our relationship as it is and being reckless in his need for attention and affection.
Oh, geez.
He's also sworn up and down over the last week that he was more afraid of telling me he was unhappy than he was to have an affair. And seeing my reaction to the affair, he's probably figured out that he was wrong.
Mm.
He says he wants to stay married, and then I mean everything to him, and our family means everything to him, and he's an idiot.
Mm.
If you talk about this, please keep me anonymous. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Love what you do for people.
Is this a
Taylor's oldest time?
Stop, is it?
I mean, it sounds like typically we would say, hey, get therapy. They're doing that. And she's just like, is this going to be just some endless cycle of him, quote, messing up and then coming back and going, I was an idiot?
Yeah, it seems to be developing a bit of a pattern. But like she acknowledged, you know, the first time was probably a little
she
reckless.
Says,
and she's like,
says
whatever happens.
Yeah, she says it was her fault, but, I mean, don't put the blame on you.
No, but also don't give him the green light. That was also a little bit of like, oh, all right, great.
But so, still, that's just so weird.
No, I know. So that there was a, well, we could maybe disregard the first one, but the second one, he's talking about being unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
So that you do have to figure out, okay, can you truly fix, in his eyes, what is wrong with your relationship that makes him feel like he needs to go outside for that attention?
Okay. Like I said, we can't necessarily tell you what is right, and we can't predict the future for what he will or will not do. You know, maybe he will tighten it up. Maybe therapy will help. And
I think this time
things will be good to go. You know,
lay
you
down
know.
The law in that if that happens again, you're definitely out. You know, I mean, because he's now used to you forgiving him twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, why not a third time? Why not a fourth time?
Yeah, third time's going to be the strike, and he needs to know that.
And it kind of stinks to think about, but it's like, okay, these are the two times that you know of.
Yeah, there is
You know,
that.
There's that. So, anyways, 502-795-1997. Do you have any words for our listener?
Or success story.
In this situation, like words, just because you've been there, done that, and this is what you can take from it, all right? That's maybe what we need here on 99.7 EJX with group therapy. So our listener admits that her husband has cheated twice that she knows of. It's 99.7 EJX. Wondering, though, and going to therapy seems like they're doing the right thing. However, am I opening this up for a constant, just endless circle of hurt?
It's kind of looking like that. Casey says, even with a green light, it's not worth it. Twice is a tiger not changing its stripes. Some people co-parent and have great relationships. The golden anniversary couples, though, don't often discuss the various times they got through infidelity.
Yeah, I will say that she says the first time he cheated, it was on a work trip. And she said, hey, what happens on a work trip stays on a work trip. And so he was like, all right, green light, let's go. And she said it was her. She chalks it up to being her fault, which I am like, I mean, you're not the one who accidentally fell on top of another human naked.
No, but when she said it would be fine, don't tell me about it. That kind of gives him the little like, okay, like maybe he was going out looking for it.
And then she said a week ago, she found out that he has been kind of seeing someone locally. And so anyways, Andrew, the love doctor, not a real doctor, calls her show all the time, though, and has some love advice.
Wow. Well, first off, to answer the question, can cheaters change? The answer is yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes, they can, number one. Number two, she has got to draw a line in the sand that says, if this happens again, you are gone, and I'm taking our son with us.
Oh, yeah.
And she's got to do that in front of the therapist. Everybody's on the same page.
Yep.
He has to know the magnitude of not only what it does to her, but what it can and will do to his own son.
Yes.
Being a single parent, and I'm a single parent, trust me, I know. But, yeah, she's got to draw a line in the sand, guys. If she doesn't, she's just going to continue the same, oh, I'm sorry, I'm an idiot. No.
Right.
No, she's got to stop it.
Right.
Yes, cheaters can change if they want to. And
correct.
Is an ultimatum really going to be the best option here?
Well, he seemed to listen to her the first time
twice.
Where she said, you know, whatever happens.
Yeah, but he's already cheated twice.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the second time says that there's something going on in their marriage that they both have to work on.
Yes.
Not just him, but her. But at the end of the day, you cannot keep repeating this behavior.
Uh-huh.
You have to change it. You got to change it.
All right.
Not only her, but his son.
Andrew, the love doctor. Thank you, sir.
Keep on loving.
Got another text. I don't necessarily want to name check people.
there are some anonymous texts.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you text us, we'll just leave you anonymous. But I got a text from a listener. I forgave my ex for cheating on me several times, him claiming it was because he was unhappy. He should have talked to you and tried to work on you. Last time I caught him cheating, he was taking our six-year-old around his, quote, friend. Told our six-year-old that my ex and her were planning on getting married, but were waiting on me to sign divorce papers. Kid told me that. I went to the lawyer.
Oh my gosh. The audacity.
Yeah, that's wild.
Oh, another text. So as a reform cheater, I'll say this. He needs to address his need for external validation before he can quit the cheating.
Another listener rolling in saying, my partner is doing better after his step out. Okay. If it happens again, I'm done.
Okay.
So
you have to lay down the law.
You almost have to have an ultimatum. And typically we're like, you know what? Ultimatum's not good. But maybe in a case where you're trying to salvage some sort of like relationship with your partner.
Yeah.
Maybe that is a good thing. Just to let them know in clear terms, not what happens on a work trip stays in a work trip, but in clear terms, like if this happens again, this is going to happen.
Yeah. So he says he wants to stay married. And he tells her that she means everything to him and the family means everything to him. So if that's true, then she lays down the law, gives him one more try.
If her heart can handle that. It's up to you to figure out if you can handle hearing that again.
Right. And if you believe him when he says that.
Right. Then, you know, go ahead and make that ultimatum. Otherwise, then I would probably see the writing on the wall.
But he was, you know, he was saying he was more afraid to tell her that he's unhappy than he was to tell her about the affair. So, yeah. So is he just trying to, like, make her break up with him because he doesn't want to be the bad guy? That's the other thing you have to figure out. Can you believe him when he says he wants to fight for you?
All right. Well, hey, good luck. That's not a great position to be in.
No, but it's good that you've been in therapy.
Yeah.
Therapist
sounds like you're doing the right
well
thing.
Aware of all the things you guys are dealing with.
Uh-huh.
So use their guidance and, you know, continue working on it, but also with the finality of if it happens again, I'm done.
All right, keep us posted. That's group therapy. Let's play some Duke Knowledge, introduce you to Lynette calling us from Shively. Hi, Lynette.
Hello.
Hi, there. Lynette's 5'1", has dark brown hair, and is engaged. So
look at that.
2026 is going to be your year, Lynette.
Yeah.
Yes, we will.
Love that.
Love it.
All right, so all these questions are questions that guys typically know, okay? Lynette, okay. We're going to see how well you do. And you can call Kelly in for help if you need it. All right, here we go.
May or may not be helpful.
Question number one, Duke Knowledge. Lynette, go ahead, Lynette.
I was going to ask Kelly if she's going to be ready for all three or four questions.
I mean, three or four questions, Lynette's going to know.
She's going to toss.
You can lose me once.
She's going to toss a bunch at you, Kelly. Get ready. All right, here we go. Question number one, in golf, you've heard of golf, right, Lynette?
Yeah.
Okay, in golf, what is the term for scoring two strokes under par on a hole?
Two strikes at, what's it called? I can't think of,
I do know this one. You can tag me.
Okay, I tag you in.
Eagle?
Kelly.
It's Eagle, right?
Yes, it's Eagle. Yeah.
Oh, I would have got that wrong.
Okay, I've done the heavy lifting now, Lynette. I'm stepping away.
All right, Lynette, question two. They're only going to get easier, right?
Right.
All right, here we go, Lynette. Question two. What does the MPG measurement tell you about a car? MPG.
Something about the tires being low or something?
Low tires.
No. Miles per gallon.
Yeah, that.
Miles per gallon. Yeah, of course. Lynette was getting there. Either air in the tires or miles per gallon. You're getting
one of the two. That was our next guess.
You're
was
getting
the
next there. Guess. Yeah. All right. Question three. You're doing great, Lynette. When was the last time the Hoosiers won a national championship in football?
Ooh, ooh, I know this.
When was the last time they won?
The Hoosiers?
The Hoosiers, yeah.
Last week?
The last time they won?
I don't know.
Technically, it was last night.
Last night, yeah.
Okay, before last night.
Oh, before last night.
Before last night.
Restructuring the question.
Yes.
Oh, he tried to rephrase it. When we get it right.
Okay, fine. I'll give it to you. Fine, Lynette.
She's calling out a technicality the way you said it. I like that.
Well, you said last week, Lynette, which isn't right either.
Well, no, it was last night. It was last night. But before that, never. Never.
Yeah, they had
the
never.
You were looking for is yeah, never.
They would never.
I was going to say never, too.
Now, I'm sure you were,
she
Lynette.
Knew. She knew. Just you phrased it wrong. Yeah.
Question
this
four.
This is great. This is great.
Knowledge.
She's slaying the game.
In what profession would you use a J-hook?
In a J-hook?
Yeah, in what profession would you use a J-hook?
Hockey?
Hockey.
Is it a sport? You didn't say a sport.
I was going to say professional fishing.
Yeah, fishing. J-hook.
Really?
Oh,
yeah, okay. It's fishing.
I am amazing at this game!
And fishing is a profession, so thank you.
Okay.
Lynette trying to needle me for...
She's gonna call it. She's gonna call it out.
Last question, Lynette. You've been great. Here we go. Lynette, question. Dude knowledge. The WWE... used to be called what?
WWF.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even finish the question.
Federation, you didn't need to. She's like, I know it.
Good job. Lynette, you know what? You got it. Congratulations. 4 out of 5. You slayed it. Really, I mean.
That was awesome.
But you Kelly. I knew that last one because my nephew, Andre Goldberg, he watches wrestling.
Ah, see, there it is. You knew.
There you go.
You knew. I didn't even have to.
Let's just acknowledge 5 out of 5 for Kelly.
Well, and Lynette would have gotten 5 out of 5, too. She said she would have guessed fishing.
Oh, yeah, exactly. 100%. We'll go ahead and acknowledge that.
She was going to guess fishing. All right, Lynette, you've been great. Hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a prize, okay?
Okay. No.
Right. This is great. Lynette, you're my fave. That's great.
She's fantastic. All right, there you go.
That's awesome.
Dude knowledge.
I'm smart today.
That's right. On 99.7 JX. So how long were you in a long-distance relationship? And how far was that long distance? So I know you and I both have had experience with long distance.
Sure.
One worked out, one didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yours was what, Michigan to Louisville?
Yeah, started off, he was working with my sister when I met him in Michigan.
Yeah.
Then he moved here. Like, okay. Let's give it a go. And a week after he moved here, he said, let's be friends.
But to be fair.
And I was confused.
Right, sure. At least he moved here as opposed to you moving there. And then all of a sudden it was like,
well,
hey, let's be
friends.
He freaked
out, though. He freaked out because he had moved. He realized he moved to Michigan. Chasing a girl,
yeah.
And you know, then so then he just did it again, and he's like, "I need to figure out what I want."
I mean, that is true. Uh-huh. That is true.
Sure, now, I did leave the door open for him for several years after that, but then shut it.
Right. I was in a long distance relationship with my wife. After I'd gotten fired from a radio gig, I decided. I was like, all right, I got to move. And so got a gig and kind of how this job is, you kind of go where the job is, you know.
Right. You can't just go pick up and, oh, I'll go work across town.
Yeah, I'm going to work at this radio station. It's right. Like, well, someone could have the shift that you currently have or whatever. Anyways, so I got this gig and I was like, all right, well, I'm taking this gig. And it was never really discussed. Per
what was
se,
gonna happen to you guys.
Yeah, but it was almost like, okay, well, we're just going to kind of figure it out Because
how far was it?
It was
how
only
far
a four. It was a 4-hour drive. So
okay,
it was
doable.
So it was definitely doable. Yeah, it was definitely doable. And it was a thing where, you know, we would see each other on maybe like every other weekend. You know, one of us would make the drive or
stuff. And you were at a point where you were like, we're getting married when you moved, right? You weren't there yet.
No, we hadn't. Maybe we had discussed marriage, but we hadn't like gotten engaged yet or anything like that. Okay. We were just dating. And so, yeah, so we did that.
But you're
that.
Thinking she's still going to be your end game. Somehow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we kind of had that in our head where it was like, all right, you're my person and we're just going to kind of figure this out. And so it was maybe 2.5 years. We did it long distance, 2.5 years until.
And she never got to the point where, yeah, I'm going to move to you.
Well, it was
Terre
after.
Haute.
It was after we got married.
Yeah.
Then she moved.
Okay,
and then that's when I realized, no, I didn't want to make her move to Terre Haute, Indiana. Fine city, just not a place I wanted to end up. And
okay.
So then moved to Louisville, pretty soon after. But anyways, I bring all this up because, you know, my daughters are getting ready to graduate and they kind of have like a lot of options. And one of those is to travel abroad and kind of work abroad and get a work visa and do some work for a year abroad.
Wow.
They both have boyfriends. And
that's longer than 4-hour drive.
That is a longer than 4-hour drive. And so they're kind of weighing the options of, okay, you know, one of them is a little bit more like, well, the boyfriend is like, oh, well, I have done a long distance relationship and my girlfriend at the time cheated on me. So
ooh,
has kind of that rolling into this whole decision. And they've kind of got to make this decision soon, like within the next couple weeks, whether or not they're going to take this opportunity or ooh, not. So they're kind of weighing all of this right now. And one of them, I think, I think they're both leaning towards taking this experience.
And then are the guys leaning towards, I'll wait for you?
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like, well, you know, they're their persons. And so it's a year. And in the grand scheme of things, a year isn't a very long time. But at the time, you know, in the moment, that seems like forever. You know?
Well, yeah, a year is a long time. But so have they discussed like future marriage? Have they gotten
No. They haven't gotten to that point. But they definitely are comfortable in their relationships with one another.
They could see a future.
And so, yeah, exactly. And both my wife and I are like, "Listen, you don't have kids. You're not married." Like,
yes.
Like we love the boys too. We think they're great.
Sure.
But you're not going to have an opportunity like this all the time. Like,
if it's meant to be,
yes,
it'll work out.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, seriously, yeah, though. I mean, that's the thing. And so we've been kind of having these conversations. And, you know, like I said, it's one of those things where they're going to have to, like, kind of figure that out sooner
than
later.
Well, and now you can FaceTime. Before, when you were going through this your wife, FaceTime wasn't even a thing.
Heck, I don't want to date myself, but texting really wasn't even a thing. I mean, and I had 30 minutes of internet a month.
Oh, wow.
A month.
Oh, that was ancient times.
That was what we were doing.
We were chiseling notes to each other
right.
On concrete.
I wrote a little note, put it on the ankle of a pigeon and sent it on its way. Anyways, I just wanted to know, just for my own, I'm not going to tell my daughters any of this. And trust me.
So is this just, again, I was wondering, like, what? So we're working this out for Ben's personal therapy. Okay, this is therapy corner for Ben.
Oh, yeah, trust me. They don't listen to this show. they came to me the other day and they're like, oh, you play? Like, I had mentioned something about Golden Huntrix and they're like, oh, you play that? And I'm like, oh, God.
What?
Yeah. Trust me, they don't listen. So I'm completely fine talking about this.
Yeah,
but
no,
but
it's okay. My kids don't listen either.
But anyways, I just wanted to know how long you had been in a long distance relationship, and how far was it? Because mine was probably 2.5 years, but only 4 hours. All right.
Okay.
And
this is a whole other country.
And this would be abroad. This would definitely be a plane
across
ride
across the world.
Yeah, and for about a year. So
Dr. Aaron says, number one, can't believe they're getting ready to graduate. Number two, they should totally do it.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of what we're saying, you know.
Yeah, Michael says, 15-year-old daughter says, go to Europe.
Yeah. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up next. 997DJX. So how long and how far did you do long distance? Did it work out? It's 99.7 DJX. I only ask because my daughters are getting ready to graduate. They have an opportunity to travel abroad for about a year and work on a work visa.
And, are they going together to do that?
And with one of their friends that they met when they studied abroad for a semester. So
they're like going back.
So, well, not to the same area, but yes, that there is an opportunity for them to work abroad. But anyways, they both have boyfriends. They're in different situations than they were when they studied abroad, and now they're like,
they're hesitating because it's going to be a year apart.
Yeah, a little bit, and it's a year, and it's longer than 4 months. It's a year, and you know that's more than just a car ride, right?
Right, so, yeah, it's not going to be like they can visit each other on weekends, anything like that. Sarah with no H, a year, 10 hours, no. She said, we met in the middle several times, made the whole trip as well several times. He eventually moved here, mm-hmm. and then it ended about a year after that. Sometimes distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Kira said, my husband and I met in high school as pen pals, did our first year as long distance from Indiana to Chile, South America.
Wow.
Together for 15 years. That's pretty cool.
See, that can work out. See, maybe the boys need to hear that. The boys need to hear that so that they can hang out.
Yeah, Lexi said 2 years long distance, about 3,000 miles away from L.A. To Louisville, Kentucky. So just moved here 2 years ago, and they have two cats and an 8-month-old, about to be 9 months. So there you go.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, you know, that's I mean, this is kind of what the conversations that my wife and I have been having with them is like, it can work. It you know, there's FaceTime. There's so many more ways to stay connected now than before. And, you know, they can travel to see you. You can travel home to see them, you know, things like that.
It's meant to be. It'll work out.
They were telling me about their trip in when they went to Italy for study abroad, right? And at the time, one of my daughters had a boyfriend. She's not dating him anymore. She's dating someone else. But at the time, she had a boyfriend. And she was being, you know, very respectful of that relationship. And you know, they would go out and they'd go to these clubs and these guys would like hit on them. And, my daughter would be like, oh, I've got a boyfriend. They'd be like, oh, you can be we can be your Italian boyfriends. We can be your Italian boyfriends.
That's
yeah. So,
adorable.
So anyway, so I mean, it's, they understand that sort of stuff will probably pop up, but in the same sense, you know, I think that they feel comfortable in their current relationships and
yeah,
you know,
if there's trust and they got their eyes on the long road.
Yeah.
Then they should be able to get through this. Tattooed Mexican says, met my wife on Facebook, dated for a whole year, visited 6 times throughout that year, moved to Indiana from Arizona, been married for 10 years.
Mm.
It's more difficult when you're already dating and then you have to move apart.
Yeah. True. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. And I think that they are leaning towards this opportunity. And which, you know, in and of itself is enough. that's ripping at my heart in other ways. It's like, it, you know, you're happy for them, but at the same time, it's like a year away and overseas.
When you're going to be an empty nester, like completely, because your youngest is a freshman. And so for them to be not only launching into the real world as adults,
yeah.
But then to be going international, I can only imagine. I'm going to cry with you.
I know.
Wait, sorry. Correction. I'll cry for you because you don't cry.
That's right. I just bottle it up. That's all I do. things have worked out.
And you'll finally let go of all your emotions you've been holding
and
on
I'll
to.
Explode. Anyways, hey, thank you. But yeah, I'll let you know what they end up doing, but
keep
yeah,
us that's posted. Now you're sure. Going to have to give us like updates on mm-hmm. if they're still dating their boyfriends from like last week.
Okay. All right, I need your attention real quick. I just need to ask you a quick quiz question on 99.7 DJX. I think you're going to get this right, and I'll bet my pinky finger that you will.
Okay? Does that mean that I get to cut off your pinky finger if I get it wrong?
Sure. Spell for me the word strawberry.
Strawberry. S-T-R-A-W-B-E-R-R-Y. Strawberry.
Very good. Yes, you got it right. Now, we're going to take you through the emotions that this guy went through when asking ChatGPT to spell strawberry.
How many R's are there in strawberry?
He asked, how many R's are there in strawberry? How many R's do you think are in strawberry, Kelly? Do you think, how many R's?
There are three.
Three R's. Yes.
Strawberry has two R's in it.
Are you sure?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay. All right. This is just where it begins.
Absolutely sure. There's an R after the T and another one near the end, so two R's it is.
Okay, so I think that there are three R's.
I see what's going on. But if we count them together, there's one R after the T and one right before the Y. So that does add up to just two R's in strawberry.
Okay.
Maybe one of them is just feeling extra noticeable.
What in the world? What kind of silly math is that?
So he's filming himself talking to ChatGPT, asking how many R's there are in strawberry.
She sounds so confident, too.
Yeah, so you're actually spelling it. It's getting transcribed with two R's before the Y.
Yeah, so he's like looking at his screen and seeing what ChatGPT is like, writing.
Are you not reading what you're
yes,
writing?
Yes, exactly. And then ChatGPT is spelling it correctly, but not saying it right.
Oh, I see the mix-up now. Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah, it's definitely just the two R's and the word itself, but no worries. Glad we got that cleared up.
Okay, no, it's three R's because it's one after the T. And then in the word berry, you know that word, berry? There's two R's in berry.
This guy is losing his mind.
Yes.
and then ChatGPT just is like...
Doubling down.
I get what you're saying now. You're counting the berry part as if it had two R's on it.
As if it did.
Who programmed you? They can't spell.
No, I'm not counting it as if it had two R's. It has two R's.
He's like, No.
All right, I see where the confusion is coming from. I promise I'm not trying to be stubborn here.
Wow!
In the standard spelling of strawberry, there's just one R in straw and one R in berry. So
No, there aren't. How many R's are there in straw?
So he's just like, are you what?
Let's break it down.
What am I listening to? Yeah, all right. Let's break it down. All right, ChatGPT, his question. How many R's are there in straw?
In straw, there's just one R.
Okay, In the word berry, how many R's are there?
Ah.
In berry, there's also just one R.
No, there is not!
So combined, strawberry is just that one R in straw and one in berry. I know it can be a bit frustrating when we're just seeing it differently, but you haven't done anything wrong.
You have done something wrong.
You haven't done anything wrong.
It's all right.
You're just a silly human.
You're just a human.
The word strawberry, I want you to spell it. Every time you say an R, I want you to count. So spell it like this. STR1AWBER2R3Y.
Okay.
Oh, this is good. This is good.
All right. This is good.
This has to be right.
This has to be right.
She has to get it this time.
Absolutely, I can do that for you. So if we spell it out just like that, S-T-R, that's one, A-W-B-E-R, that's two, R, that's A. So yep, you're right, just like you asked me to count it that A, it does show up as three. Thanks for walking me through.
So how many R's are there in strawberry?
Okay, all right. So he's like, all right.
Can she connect the dots?
All right,
can we do it?
And this is just a guy filming himself asking ChatGPT how to spell strawberry. How many R's are there in strawberry?
It looks like she's learned.
In that case, just to be totally clear, in the standard spelling of the word strawberry, there are two R's, one in straw and one in
berry. And he just walks away.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
I mean, talk about going literally insane. That's the definition of insane.
He put, watches ChatGPT makes me descend into madness.
Yes, 1,000%. There with you.
We'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show.
That voice is so wonderfully condescending.
I see what you did here.
It's okay. It's fine. I know it can be confusing, but let me explain to you again. Okay? She's so patient with the stupid human.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, there you go. At Ben and Kelly Show. All right, setting the bar time. Kelly, this is...
an example of what not to do.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without hiding a bunch of drugs in a bag labeled definitely not a bag full of drugs, then you're doing okay.
Come on! Come on!
Yeah.
They legit think I was just going to throw them off? Like, no one would actually think that I'd put actual drugs in this bag, right?
Yeah, I don't know. She's 48. She got pulled over during a traffic stop. And cops asked if she'd been drinking. She replied, a lot.
Oh, okay. She was...
She was honest there. Yeah. Yep. Breathalyzer confirmed that. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Then the police kind of noticed this bag. It contained some stuff in it, but the bag said definitely not a bag full of drugs. And so they looked in it, and yeah, there's like pot brownies. There were some mushrooms, and they're like, well, that's
interesting.
Did
she offer them some? Definitely not drugs, though. You want
them? Definitely not. That's a regular brownie.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, now she's busted on a bunch of stuff. But, you know, it's just kind of humorous that she got busted with drugs in a bag labeled...
It is a little ironic.
Definitely not a bag full of drugs.
Maybe if Alanis could rewrite her song and just add this one in there.
Yeah, right. That's your Saturday the Bar story on 99.7 EJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 EJX. Is it news that Valentino died? Valentino, the Italian fashion designer?
I mean...
He was old.
He was, 93. That's a good run. He had a good life. I love his perfume. That's my signature scent.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or Valentino.
Mm-hmm. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Yeah. I mean, I didn't think it was a thing, but then I heard from... like two different females yesterday. Oh, Valentino died. And so I was like, oh, well, maybe it is a bigger deal than I thought. I don't know.
I think that's the reaction most of us have.
They're just like, oh, so-and-so died. Yeah.
To be honest, I wasn't sitting there thinking he was still alive. I didn't know, like, but I figured he was old.
I didn't spend a lot of my brain power trying to figure that out. Apparently, he did appear in The Devil Wears Prada, which was also news to me, even though I've seen that movie a dozen times.
Yes. I knew what he looked like. I knew of his legacy, but again, not something that I, have reaction to, like, you know.
But we now know that that is Kelly's signature scent.
That's my signature scent.
So when you see her out, go, is that Valentino?
Why, yes, it is.
All right. It's 99.7 EJX. If you missed anything from the show, we did get into some group therapy that we kind of think the writing's on the wall with this one.
Yeah, especially because it's been a couple of times. Like, if it's once... maybe there are circumstances around it that you can get through. The thing is, they're in therapy, so that's good.
Yeah.
We shall see, though. She needs to lay down the law with an ultimatum.
Yeah, it's the big C word, cheating. So you can catch yourself up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show or WDJX.com. Just tap listen, and then you can see and listen to it there. Our group therapy tomorrow is an interesting one. It's like, you know, you're dating someone, and then you find out the brother's a creep.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But you're not dating the brother.
No, you're not dating the brother.
Is this going to impact you?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So we'll kind of unpack that and let you know more on the way tomorrow. What else, Kelly?
Well, it's National Take a Walk Outside Day, and I don't think I'm going to be celebrating because it's too cold!
It's also National Disc Jockey Day. Thank you very much.
Oh, is it really?
And Squirrel Appreciation Day. Yay. Actually, Squirrel Appreciation Day is tomorrow, but whatever.
Squirrel Appreciation Day?
Yeah.
Who came up with that?
Not to be overshadowed by National Disc Jockey Day, which is today. So, happy National Disc Jockey Day, Kelly.
and to you.
Thank you.
Doctor.
All right. All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.